Mesechtes Menachos, Dav Zayin, four lines from the bottom of Dav Vavam and Beis, and in our Mishnah we saw machlekes between the Tanakhama and the Braisa, and the Tanakhama held that if various psulim did kmitza, the Korban Mincha would be pasul gamri and could not be fixed. However, Ben Basir stated, Yachsev Yachsev Ikmoitz, that they could put the flour of the kmitza back into the klisharis with the rest of the flour and do a proper kmitza, and the Mincha would be kosher. And we saw a Braisa that brought a machlekes as to how to understand the Shita Ben Basir, as Rashi brought down that the Tanakhama held that Ben Basira stated his din, even if one of the psulim did kmitza and even placed the kmitza in the second klisharis, did the avoid of kabbalah of the kmitza in the klisharis. However, our Gemara quoted the next part of the brisa, the Rabbi Yisir ben Yasayin, Rabbi Yehuda Nachtam Amru, b'medramurim shekarmetz v'le kidesh, av kidesh pasol. These two Tanayim argue on Tanakhama, and they held that Ben Basira would only allow one to be misaked in mincha if they only did kmitza, but once they also placed the kmitza in the klisharis, which is avoided by a mincha, that is keneg kabbalah by a korban behema, then even Ben Basir would be made to Tanakhama, that the mincha would be pasul gamri and could not be fixed. And our Gemara now begins, Mask of Lorab Nachman, Maikasavri hain tanoi, e kmitzas psul and avoidehi, then afagad loy ovidle matin kli, and e kmitzas psul and lava avoidehi, ki ovidle matin kli, my hava. And Rab Nachman wants to understand what Rabbi Yisi ben Yisoyin and Yehuda Nachman hold regarding the status of an improper kmitza, as if they hold that even though it was done by someone or some way that was pasul, then it still has a shem kmitza, then they should agree to the Tanakhama, and once they did a kmitza psula, even if they did not yet place it in a kli, the mincha should be pasul gamri. And if they hold that kmitza psula isn't considered a maisa voida, and as Rashi states, the lechoshev hoilu b'psula nasis, and this flour that was taken out of the rest of the flour is not actually flour of a kmitza, and therefore if they place this flour in to another kli, it would be loy ma'iliv loy ma'irid, and why at that point would it be pasul gamri? And as Rashi states, ki oven matin kli nami loy choshev ve'af shubachazara. And if so, even in this case, Ben Basira should say he could still fix the mincha by placing the flour of the kmitza back into original kli shares and then doing the proper kmitza. The Gemara continues, hadam Rav Nachman, that even though Rav Nachman had the shayla, but Rav Nachman ultimately stated lo ilam avoidhi, and really once a kmitza is done, then it's considered avoida, even though it was done by psul. However, Rabbi Yisi ben Yisoy and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtam hold loygom Rav Yidosa ad the avod loy matin kli, that's not considered completed avoida until they place in the second kli sharis. That's why Ben Basira holds that the only time you can fix a kmitza is only prior to becoming a final avoida, and therefore it's only after you did kmitza. But once you put into a kli and you completed a kmitza that was pasul, then you cannot fix this mincha. The Gemara now continues, Yehochi, that if this din of Rav Nachman is correct, then I feel loyki desh. Why does Ben Basira state that the only way that the mincha would be pasul is if you place it into a second kli? But l'chayre, even if you would actually place it back into the original kli shares, it should still be pasul. And if so, how could Ben Basira have given this etza that one could place the kmitza back into the original kli shares and redo kmitza? As the Gemara continues, and dav zayin man aleph v'chi mahadle l'koymitz l'durtei tikdush v'levsol, that even if you place the kmitza back into its original kli shares, ultimately that would be the kabbalah in the kli shares. Therefore, at that point, it would be considered that you completed the kmitza. If so, how could Ben Basira state that at that point you could redo the kmitza? And as Rashi states, the avig batan kli, the mali kli sharizel, mali kli sharizacher, and Ayin Tesis was bothered. How could you say that you placed the kmitz into kli shariz if you're placing the kmitza on top of the shurayim of the mincha, and the chayr that should be a chatzitza? However, Zak Tesis, the afal pisha shurayim afsikim made kmitz likli, min beminoi ein a chaytetz. The Gemara now continues and answers this question as Amr Rabbi Yechon Zeis Emeres Klisharis and Mekachin Al Midas. Rabbi Yechon teaches us that we see from here that Klisharis could only be Mekadesh if the owner actually had Das that he wants to be Mekadesh to Kmitza. Since when the Kohen places the Kmitza back into the Klisharis, he's not having Kavana to be Mekadesh to Kmitza. In a sense, by the fact that he's placing it back into the original Klisharis, so he's trying to undo the Kmitza, therefore that would not be considered Kabbalah in a Kli. That's why Ben Basira holds that he could still redo the Kmitza. And as Rashi states, El Midas, the Gemara continues, and the Shita Mekubetzes points out that the next Gemara's question is not only on the previous piece that we just mentioned, but it's even on the previous point that we mentioned, as we already mentioned that if someone did Kmitza and then placed it into Kli Shares, then that would be Mekadesh to Kmitza. Therefore, even Ben Basira would agree, one could not redo the Kmitza. And the Gemara is, Hamidas Mekachin, and it's Mashma, if the person had Das, they want to be Mekadesh to Kmitza, and even though the Kmitza was done Bipsol, that it would be considered a valid Kabbalah in a Kli Shareis. Therefore, Ben Beseir would hold that one could not redo the Kmitzah, but the Gemara asks for Boy Mine Rish Lakish Rabbi Echron, but Rish Lakish asks the following question to Rabbi Echron, Kli Shareis Maoshi Kachim Psulim Lechatchil Likarev. If, for example, a Zor did Kmitzah, and then he placed it in Kli Shareis, and he had Kavani, he wants to be Mekadesh, the actual flower of the Kmitzah, that would it actually receive Kedusha, would it be a proper Kabbalah, and then you'll be able to be Maktir on the Mizbeach, and as Rashi states, she Kachim Psulim could go in him come at Zor of Nostal Kli, Maoshi Akdushen and Kli Lakdirai, but Omalay and Rabbi Echron himself respond to Rish Lakish, a Mekachin, one cannot be Mekadesh to Kmitzah, and therefore, if one places the Kmitzah back into its original Kli Shareis, even if one placed the Kmitzah that was done by Psul in a new Kli Shareis, even if he actually intended that he wanted to be a Kabbalah of the Kmitzah, then it shouldn't have an effect on the Mincha at all. And why did Rabbi Echron have to respond, Zoysimeris, Kli Shareis, a Mekachin al Midas, if he could have stated that Kli Shareis cannot be Mekadesh any Kmitzah that is possible? The Gemara answers, a Mekachin Likarev al Mekachin Liposol, that when Rabbi Echron stated that a Mekachin only meant that if you take a Kmitzah that is possible and you place it into Kli Shareis, then it will not be Mekadesh in order for you to go and be able to be Makrev on the Mizbeach. However, even Rabbi Echron agrees that once someone does place this Kmitzah into Kli Shareis and he had Kavana and he wants it to be Kadesh, then it would suffice in order to be considered a Kabbalah of the Kmitzah. This would at least have the effect that according to Ben Seira, one would no longer be able to do a Kmitzah on this flower. The Mincha would be Pasul Lagamri. The Gemara now goes back to its original question, as the Gemara had a question according to the way Rabbi Yisrael ben Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda Nachtam explained the words of Ben Beseira, when they placed the Kmitzah into the original Kli Shareis, it should be considered a valid Kabbalah, and if so, since he did the full Ba'avodah of Kmitzah B'Psul, so he should no longer be able to fix this Mincha, and the Mincha should be Pasul Gamri. The Gemara first brought the Teretz Rabbi Echron that Zoysi Meres Kli Shareis e Mekachin al Midas, and therefore the only way that by placing it into Kli Shareis it becomes Mekudesh is only if he had Kavanah that it should become Mekudesh. But in our case, since he was putting it back in order to undo the Kmitzah, so therefore the Kli Shareis would not be Mekadesh to Kmitzah. However, the Gemara now continues with a second Teretz. Rav Amram Omak Kagoyin Shechziru Lubisa Gedusha. Rav Amram explains Ben Besira means that you'll take the original Kmitzah that was done by Psul and you'll place it back in the original Kli Shareis, but you'll place it back on top of flour that is piled up very high, and this way it never actually got into the actual Kli Shareis. The only way that something is considered to be in a Kli Shareis and becomes Kaddish through Kli Shareis is only if it gets within the airspace of the Kli Shareis. However, since he's placed in the Kmitzah above the airspace of the Kli Shareis, therefore it doesn't receive Kedusha. That's why Ben Mimsir holds that you could still redo the Kmitzah. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered with the Teretz of Rav Amram as a Mikmatechi comrades that since the pile of flour was above the actual Kli Shareis, then how would you be able to do Kmitzah, as Kmitzah has to be done from flour that's in the Kli Shareis? The Gemara therefore explains Rav Amram meant to say Al Kagan Shech Zira Lubisa Tfufa, that he actually placed the Kmitzah back into a Kli Shareis, that the flour was rounded in the Kli Shareis, but it wasn't above the actual walls of the Kli Shareis. All the original flour was in the airspace of the Kli Shareis. Therefore, when he originally took the Kmitzah, even though it was done by Psul, but he took from an area where it was valid to do Kmitzah from. However, the Gemara is bothered the Kimu Kometzle of Le Guma, but the Maisa, when he did his original Kmitzah, created a hole or a crevice, and Kimahadda Le Gavei de Monica Mahadle, and then when he returns a Kmitzah, then he'll return it to that space, and therefore it's going back into the Kli Shareis. As we originally stated, that according to Ben Beseira, one should no longer be able to do another Kmitzah, and the Mincha should be Pasol. However, the Gemara finally explains, Minchim Hadle, Monachle, Adafta, the Mana, Umanayle, Venafel, Mela, the Nasakamish, Zira Kaif. According to Ben Beseira, when the Kohen places the flour back into the Kli Shareis, he will make sure to place the Kli Shareis on the pile of flour, and that will be in an area which is above the rim of the Kli Shareis, since it will not be within the airspace of the Kli Shareis. Therefore, it would not be a valid Kabbalah in the Kli Shareis. Then, once this flour is back in this Kli, so he'll now shake the Kli, and the flour will go back into the hole. Since the Kohen is not placing the flour of the Kmitzah back into the hole, be a dayim, and it's only happening in Mela, that is not considered a valid Kabbalah, and it's Kemaisa Kaif Ba'alma. Therefore, Ben Beseira holds, if one now goes and does a valid Kmitzah, then the Mincha would still be kosher. And let us see Rashi, Diba Maskel Rav Amram Omar. Rashi explains, Rav Amram holds, Afil Tema Shalemi Das Nami Mekachin, that even if you say that Kli Shareis could be Mekadesh flour, even Shalemi Das, however, Hachalei Kodesh, Shemachzion Lebisa Gedusha, Shemachzion Lotech Ave Akli, Bein Akli Mekachai. And Rashi explains, Bisa is a Kli Shareis, Shaboy Boy Lemincha, it was a large Kli in which they would mix the Mincha. And Rashi continues, continues in Mekame Techikomats, Triloka Shikomits Mekliza, Valigodishu, the Kmitsu Metecha Klebinon, as the Choldova Ton Kle in Choshe Kle Elotechoi. Let us also see Rashi, Diba Maskal Kimahadle, Adafnisa de Mono, Tidia Kle, Eitzal Gumer, Zero, Havi Begodisha Kle, that he actually placed it not in the actual Guma, but it was right next to the hole, and it was above the actual level of the Tzidei HaKli, and above the airspace of the Kli. As Rashi states, V'nai L'mona V'nafal Koymetz M'meilu L'guma K'dei She'irei L'kmitzes Koyin V'kinu M'meilu Nafal L'mona Nasa K'mishich Zira HaKoy F'loi M'kadish L'Kli. And Rashi's bothered V'afagav K'li Shoros M'kadish Shloim Midas. And even though we stated that Rabbi Amram holds that K'li Shoros K'mim M'kadish Shloim Midas, as we will see, it's mashma that even if he had Das L'Hepoch, that would still be M'kadish item. However, Zok Rashi Hanimili K'mahadali Iu Mamish Adaita D'le Liktish M'kadish L'i, that is only if a person himself placed it into the Kli, and even if he had Kavanah that it shouldn't be Mekudesh, it still would be Mekudesh. However, in our case, since he didn't actually place it into the Kli, and it was actually done Memegla, therefore it's Kemaisa Kaif Ba'alma, it would not be Mekudesh B'Kli. The Gemara continues that we just brought two explanations in order to explain the Shita Ben Besira. We saw the explanation of Rabbi Yechron, as well as the explanation of Rabbi Amram. The Gemara now continues, Amli Rabbi Yim L'Rab Zira, so Rabbi Yim Yis Rab Zira, V'luk Mekagoyin Shech Zira L'Kli, Amunach Al Gabi Kaka, that why don't we just give a very simple example that Ben Messiah meant that the only way that you'll be able to place the Kmitza back into the original Kli is if the Kli Sharis is actually sitting on the ground. Since the Kli Sharis is sitting on the ground, it would not be Makadish the Kmitza, El Shema Mino, Kremtim Kli Shal Gabi Kako. Therefore, by the fact that we didn't bring this Teretz, so Rabbi Yemi wants to bring a Raya, just like placing a Kmitza back to Kli Sharis that's sitting on the ground would be considered a valid Kiddush B'Kli. So therefore, if one does Kmitza from a Kli Sharis that's sitting on the ground, would also be a valid kmitza. And Amalei and Rabbi Zira responded to Rabbi Yemiya, Nagas, Bebaya de Boyalon, your raya is actually relevant to a shayla that we previously had, as we will see in a moment, that Rabbi Nachman will ask the shayla from Avimi. The Gemara now continues to show where Rabbi Nachman asked this question. Avimi Tani Menachis be Rav Chista, as Avimi learned Mesechtas Menachis at the yeshiva of Rav Chista, and it's mashma that Avimi was a Talmud of Rav Chista. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Avimi be Rav Chista Tani, how could you say that Avimi learned in the yeshiva Rav Chista, but Rav Chista, himself stated, "Kufi tavi boli me'avimi alod ha'shmeitza." When I was very young and I was learning by Avimi, I forgot something I learned from Avimi, and therefore he hit me. Rashi states, "Kufi tavi hakoyis tuvais," that I received many blows, and it would seem that we should be gurious tuvais. Rav Chista was saying they received major patch, and he received very good hits from Avimi. Boli me'avimi, bolati me'avimi, kloima shahi menado isai, and he put him in chayrim. Others are gurious. And others are Gerushayim Makar Isai. Based on our Gemara, would seem to be the right Gesa. The memory that Rav Chista forgot was the following memory. The Gemara Mesechtas Erchin brings two Braisais, and as Rashi brings, the Tanach Chodosh Shema Yisayim Lam Yoyim V'Tani Idach Shishim, that there's one Braisa that tells us that when selling the assets of Yisayimim, then in order to get the best price, we have to announce the sale of the property for 30 days. And there's another Braisa that states you have to announce the sale of the property for 60 days. Vimi explained that there's no Stira, as Bala Hachriz Utsufim Shloishim Yoyim, that if they come to announce every single day and they're making a notice of sale every day, then there's only a requirement to announce it for 30 days. However, Shein V'Chamishi Shisin Yoyimi, but if they're going to announce it only on Mondays and Thursdays, then you have to wait 60 days. As Rashi explains, that if you start on a Monday, then it would end up that the last Achraza would be 8.5 weeks later, and there would be a total of 18 announcements. And as Rashi states, Achriz Ad Samach Yoyim Yoyim Shemaschel Ad Yoyim Shepoisek Dehainu Yud Ches Rashi continues, Rav Chista forgot his teretz, Maka Avimi, Alma Rav Chista, Talmud Avimi Hava. The Gemara explains that certainly Rav Chista was a Talmud of Avimi, but Avimi Mesechtis Akri Sakrile, but Avimi forgot a Mesechta, but also Kamed Rav Chista La Kuri Gemara. Therefore, Avimi came to his Talmud Rav Chista in order for Rav Chista to remind him of this Gemara, and Lamaisa, this is Mida Kenegamida, as Avimi got upset at Rav Chista for forgetting a Gemara, and ultimately Avimi had to come onto Rav Chista to remember a Gemara. And the Gemara continues and asks, "V'lishchle v'leisid l'gabei." Since Rav Chista was a Talmud of Avimi, so why wouldn't Avimi send to Rav Chista? They should come to him, and Rav Chista would go to Avimi instead of Avimi going to Rav Chista. And the Gemara answers, "Sava hachim istayim milsil tvei." That Avimi felt that this is the way they have more siyata d'shmaya and be able to understand this sugya. And as Rashi states, "Meshum yagati mitzasi," and this is based on the concept of yagati mitzasi, and we see a major klal over here, that the concept of yogati mitzasi doesn't necessarily have to be in how hard you learn, but also has to do with how much you yageya in order to be able able to learn, and even the traveling would be considered part of Yigati Mitzasi. The Gemara now returns to its original story, as Pagu Bei Rav Nachman, as when Avimi was by Rav Chista, Rav Nachman met Avimi, and Amalei, Rav Nachman said to Avimi, Ketza Klimtzin, that how do you do a proper Kmitza? And Amalei and Avimi said, Miklizeh, that you can do Kmitza from this Kli, if this Kli would be a Kli Sharis. Amalei and Rav Nachman responded to Avimi, V'chi Klimtzin M'Kli Shal Gabi Kaka, that how would we be able to do Kmitza from this Kli if it's on the ground? And Amalei and Avimi responded, the Magma Le Koyin, that a Koyin certainly would have to pick up this Kli, and only at that point would they be able to do a proper Kmitza. Rav Nachman continued to ask, Ketza Mekachin as a Koymates, or some Agurus, Ketza Mekachin Samincha, that how would it be Mekadish to Kmitza? Once again, Amalei, Noisin L'Klizeh, that Avimi responded that you could place the Kmitza into a Kli that's similar to this Kli, as long as it's a Kli Sharis. Once again, Rav Nachman asked, V'chi Mekachin B'Kli Shal Gabi Kaka, that could you be Mekadish a Kmitza, placing in a Kli Sharis that's on the ground? Once again, Amalei, Avimi responded, the Magbalei Koyin, that a Koyin would surely have to prick up the Kli Sharis in order for the Kmitza to be able to be placed in the Kli Sharis. Amalei, Rav Nachman asked Avimi, Im Kain, Tzrach the Gimel Koyanim, that L'Chair, according to this, we require three Koyanim to do every Kmitza. One Koyin would have to hold the Kli Sharis that has the flower, and then a second Koyin would have to do Kmitza from that Kli Sharis. Then the second Koyin would take the Kmitza and place it into Kli Sharis that's being held by a third Koyin. Ayin de Shita, that although our Gemara states that we would require three Koyanim, but in actuality it was only a requirement for two Koyanim, as we need one Koyin to hold the original Kli Sharis, but once the Kmitza was done, then he could place that Kli Sharis back down on the ground and take another Kli Sharis where the Kmitza would be placed into it. However, Ayin de Rishonim that explain that it doesn't seem like this from our Gemara, as our Gemara stated, Hitzrach the Gimel Koyanim, Ayin Sham, and Amalei, and Avim responded to Rab Nachman, that we don't have any reason why it can't be more than one. And as we know that the Talmud was brought with 13 Koyanim, in the Chinami, in order to do a proper Kmitza in the Beis HaMikdash, was a requirement to have three Koyanim. And Ayin Rashi, V'Koyin Echad Einu Yochel Lagbia Shnei HaKelim, Dein Avodah B'Smal, Rashi points out that you can't have one Koyin that holds one Kli in his left hand and one Kli in his right hand, or have the Koyin that does Kmitza do the Kmitza with his right hand and hold the Kli Sharis in his left hand. And as we know, that you can't do Avodah with your left hand. And the Gemara continues, Esvei, that Avimi just taught us, Kmitza must be done from a Kli Sharis that's being held by a Koyin. And therefore, the Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis, which discusses the Psul of Pigol as well as the Psul of Shlei Lishma. And the Mishnah tells us, Zeh Klal, that this general rule, called Koymitz V'Nesim B'Kli, HaMelech V'Amakti Lechol Dovah Shadakir Lechol, etc., would be Pasul. The Mishnah is teaching us at what point would a Psul Machshava actually have an effect on a Korban Mincha. And the Mishnah tells us that it would have an effect on a Korban Mincha while a Koyin is doing any of the Dala Avodos of a Mincha. That includes while doing the Kmitza, while placing the Kmitza into a Kli, or Kabbalah, as well as during Halacha or during Aktara. And Rav Nachman asks Avimi, V'ilu Magbia Loik Tani, that L'Chair according to Avimi, since there's a requirement for a Koyin to actually lift up a Kli Sharis, then L'Chair, if the Koyin had an improper Machshava while lifting up the Kli Sharis, then that should also pass the Korban. The Gemara responds, Tana Seda Avodos Naket, V'loi Seda Koyanim, and some Agurus, Tana Seda Avodos Naket, and the Nakurus, V'loi Seda Koyanim. In the Chinami, that Mishnah is only discussing the Avodos that were done by one Koyin, and one Koyin could perform all these four Avodos, and the Mishnah is not talking about other Koyanim, therefore it doesn't mention the Koyin that will lift up the Kli Sharis, even though in the Chinami, if while he's lifting up the Kli Sharis, he has a bad Machshava, then would actually pass the Korban. The Gemara continues, that he asked a similar question to Rav Sheshes, that can one perform kmitza from a kli that's on the ground? Amalei, Rav Sheshes responded, go and see what they actually did in the Beis HaMikdash. And even though, of course, Rav Sheshes did not live during the time of Beis HaMikdash, he meant look at Mishnayis or look at Braisais in order to try to find a raya as to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Before we continue, let us recall that just like there's a standard mincha that requires a kmitza, once they do a kmitza, then the shirayim would be eaten by a kohenim. Similarly, the lechem apanim, which were the 12 breads that were placed on the shulchan together with the shtei bezichin of levaina, or the two spoonfuls of levaina, was considered a mincha as well. Instead of doing kmitza, they would actually take the levaina on Shabbos and they would be makter on the mizbeach. And once they were makter the levaina on the mizbeach, that was considered like the kmitza. And then the 12 breads were like the shirayim of the mincha, and they were given to kohanim. Kohanim were able to eat the lechem apanim. And as Rashi at the top of Daf Zayin on the base states, ubezichin matirin es alechem ke koymit shematas amincha, the koymit mikri askora, ubezichin nami mikri askora, the chsiv, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Emor, we know the kaimitz is matish shrayim lechol the chsiv, and as the pasuk in Pashas Bayikra states, vaniseres min amilcha la'aron lebanav kodesh kadoshim ishe Hashem. Our Gemara now continues and quotes from a Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes. The Mishnah teaches us abo kohanim nichnasim. There were four kohanim that went into the heichal and went into the kodesh on Shabbos in order to place the new lechem upon him and to place the new levina onto the shulchan. Nine biyodim based darim, shnayim biyodim shnei bezichin, and two of the kohanim each carried six loaves of bread for a total of 12 breads. The other two kohanim each carried one spoonful of levina. The four kohanim that preceded them went into the heichal and went to the shulchan beforehand in order to remove the old lechem upon him, the old spoonfuls of levina. Once again, shnayim lito shnei sedarim who based lito based bezichin. We continue on Dav Zayin on Beis. V'ilu magbias ha-shulchan loitani dalachiris, since the din of lechem upon him has a din like a regular mincha, so when taking the shnei bezichin off of the shulchan, according to Rav Sheshes, one should not be able to take the bezichin off of the shulchan while the shulchan is still on the ground, and since the bezichin is connected to kmitza, and we just learned that according to Rav Sheshes, one cannot do kmitza from a kli shal gabi akaka. And so the Mishnah should have taught us that we required another kayin to lift up the shulchan in order that when they take the shnei bezichin off of the shulchan, they took it off a kli that's not on the ground, and similarly when they place the shnei bezichin onto the shulchan, they would have to lift up the shulchan as well. However, the Gemara answers, Lava Amid Hosam, say that Vaidus Nakat, Hachanami, say that Vaidus Nakat. Didn't we just respond to a question that the Gemara asked on Avimi, only mentioning the say that Vaidus, and we're not mentioning the number of kohanim that are needed in order to perform the Vaidus? Therefore, similarly, B'negate Lechem upon him, we're only speaking about the actual Vaidus, and we're not speaking about the number of kohanim that are actually needed in order to perform these Vaidus. And even though, according to Rav Sheshes, there was a requirement to have additional kohanim in order to pick up the shulchan, in order to place the bezichin on the shulchan, and in order to remove the bezichin from the shulchan, and Ayin Rashi say that avodas nakat, even if agba is an avoda, however agba lav min avoda chashuvihi ayin sham. However, the Gemara is still bothered as midami, as although we were able to give this teretz, but in gay the shayla that we had on Avimi, however in regard to the shayla that we had on Rav Sheshes, it is not a valid teretz. Hasam lein nachas lemin yadin dekayanim. And in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, the Mishnah didn't speak about the number of kayanim. Therefore, it's possible to leave out certain parts of the procedure. But the Mishnah Daf Tzadik Tes, the entire purpose of the Mishnah was to actually tell us how many kohanim we needed during the procedure of the lechem upanim on Shabbos. Misa, and if it's true that the requirement to have a kohen that lifts up the shulchan listening magbia, so the Mishnah should certainly mention that we require a kohen to lift up the shulchan. Therefore, the Gemara concludes like Rav Sheshes el shmar minor kohen sim bekli shal gavi kaka shmar minor, and the Gemara comes out not like Avim you originally stated, and one can do kmitza from a kli that is on the ground. And as Rabbi Meir previously stated on Amud Aleph, Shema Mina comes in Makli Shal Gabi Kaka. However, even though from the Mishnah Ben Gaya Lechem upon him, we have a right that he could do Kmitza from a Kli that's on the ground. However, initially Rabbi Meir was actually discussing if one can place the Kmitza into a Kli Shoreis while the Kli Shoreis is on the ground. From this case, Ben Gaya Lechem upon him, we would not have a right to that Shaila, as although we saw that certainly we had a raya that one would take the Shnei Bezichin from the Shulcha which was on the ground, and therefore we able to bring a raya that one could do kmitza from a kli that's on the ground. However, there was never a requirement for the bezichin to be placed into another kli shereis in order to be makter on the mizbeach, since we don't find a case of kabbalah of the levina from the bezichin. So therefore, we can't bring a raya after one does kmitza. You can place the kmitza into a kli that's on the ground, or would the kli have to be held by a kohen? As our Gemara now continues, Amrava that pshitali kaimtzim mekli shal gabe kaka shkeimetzino besilach bezichin. Certainly, as we just proved, one could do kmitza even from a kli that's on the ground, as we brought a raya from the Mishnah b'negeid silk bezichin, as silk bezichin can neg the kmitza of a mincha, and silk bezichin can certainly be done from a kli that's on the ground. Number two, zok rava, that's pasha to me, the makancha mincha b'kli shal gabi kaka ke mitzinu besida bezichin, that certainly when one takes the original flour from mincha and places it in the original kli shoreis, the flour can be placed in the kli even if the kli is still on the ground, and it doesn't have to be held by a kohen. As we also saw in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes, and on Shabbos when the kohanim was setting up the lechem upanim and the shnei bezichin, was no requirement for them to lift up the shulchan. And as Rashi states, mekachim mincha k'shemaviyim mibesa yinoisna b'kli shal gabi kaka shekem etzino besida bezichin shemesada lechem shushirayim ubezichin shein koimetz al shulchan shal gabi kaka nahainu dumya demincha k'shemaviyim mibesa yidmuravin yachad ha koimetz v'ashirayim. However, the Gemara continues, but Rava did did have a shayla, kiddush kaimitz mai. What is the halacha where kohen already removed the kmitza from the flour? As we know, he has to place the kmitza into a kli shareis. So at the time that he places the kmitza into a kli shareis, does it have to be in a kli that's held by a kohen, or can he place the kmitza into a kli that's on the ground? And as we already pointed out, and as Rashi explains, the le'eshchem v'bezich and kishu mesalkon the hainu b'shas kmitza shein noisel l'shum kli ela miyad maktiray. There is no requirement on Shabbos to take the bezichin and place it into another kli prior to being maktir on the mizbeach. Hilkach lekel mifshah kiddush kaimitz mehasam. Therefore, we can't necessarily be pushed to shayla from the shnei bezichin levayna. And as Rava continues to explain the shayla, mimincha yalfin la, that do we say that we still compare it to the mincha and to the shnei bezichin levayna, where we don't have to lift up the shulchan, and therefore the same would apply in the gate of kiddush kaimitz. Or do we say that we don't compare it to the shnei bezichin levayna, and instead we compare it to the dam of a regular carbon? We know that kabbalah sadam of a carbon behema has to be in a kli that's held in the hand of a kohen. So magoyus and Rashi mimuncha yafinon v'shapid dami dogemad lekiddush mincha misita bezichin oy midam yafinon la the dam boy kohen lekabloi ksiv. And as the pasuk in Pasha Vayikra states v'shachas ben abakla fnei Hashem ekrivu bnei Aaron akohenim asadam, which refers to kabbalah sadam. The pasuk clearly tells us that has to be done by a kohen. And as we already mentioned, and Rashi points out, v'kiddush kohenim is kineged kabbalah sadam, as the abo avoyde shel mincha is kineged dal avoyde shel dam kmitza kineged shchita v'kiddush kohenim is kineged kabbalah and v'ilocha ki ilocha and v'aktar kineged zrika. The Gemara continues hadapashta midam yafin la. And even though initially Rav had a shayla, however he was pushed to shayla, certainly we learned the din of kiddush kohenim from the din of kabbalah sadam, and therefore the kmitza has to be placed in a kli that's not on the ground. Keep in mind that this would not be like Rav Yirmiya taught us on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues, Umiyam Rav Achi, that how can you say that Rav learned the din of kiddush kohenim from the din of kabbalah sadam? Itma, but we learn kohenim shecholku b'shnei kelim, if when placing the kmitza into a kli, the kohen placed half the kmitza into one keli, and he placed another half of the kmitza into another keli. Rav Nachman Oma ina kodosh, Rav Oma kodosh. Rav Nachman holds that would not be valid, however Rav holds that would be valid, and the Gemara is bothered vim isa leiluf midam. And if it's true that Rav learned the din of kiddush kohenim from the din of kabbalah sadam, and we know by kabbalah sadam there's a requirement that all the dam has to be accepted in one kli, therefore the same din should apply to kiddush kohenim. And ayin Rashi leiluf midam v'dam lekodesh lechatzoyin as im kibul shira zoyis the dam asham etzera oy dam parim v'siyum ran esrafim b'shnei kelim loy also klum k'damin la kamon. And as we will see in a moment, the Gemara responds hadu be Rav me'ahi in a chenami. Rav was chizar and he was not chelik of Nachman. In a chenami, Rav hold that we learned the din of kiddush kohenim from the din of kabbalah sadam, and since kabbalah sadam has to be in one kli, therefore kiddush kohenim must be in one kli as well. And in the top tesis midam yafin la, Rav learns that we compare kiddush kohenim to kabbalah sadam. The kiddush kohenim is kineged kabbalah sadam. The Gemara just stated had to be Rav zok tesis mehach svar to come Rav b'chisay Rav Nachman Rabbi, as ultimately Rav agreed to the shita of his Rabbi Rav Nachman. And the Gemara now continues, v'dam in olin like kodesh l'chatzoyin, that we took it for granted that dam cannot be placed in two separate klisharis, and you have to have enough dam for the hazois in one of the klisharis. The Gemara wants to know how we know this. The Gemara explains that Tani Rav Tachlifa ben Shol, as Rav Tachlifa ben Shol taught the following brisa. This brisa is discussing the creation of the mechatas when you add water to ashes of the paraduma and create the mechatas. The brisa teaches us, kiddush pachs b'chdei hazoh b'klizeh, who pachs b'chdei hazoh b'klizeh, like kiddush, if one would take a very small amount of water, that the water would not suffice in order to take the rashi gevoilin, which is the grass that is used to be mazed mechatas on a person that's tamimeis, and you took this small amount of water and placed it on the ashes in the kli, and then took a similar amount of water and placed it on the ashes in another kli, even if he will then combine these two mixtures, the mixture would be pasul and could not be used for the azov, the paraduma. Yiboilu, and then following shayla b'damai, what would halacha be b'negei kabbalah sadam? And the shayla was hilchasahi v'malchasa le'alfinon. Do we say that since the halachas of the mechatas are halachas of Moshe Sinai, so therefore we couldn't learn the din of kabbalah sadam from the din of mechatas? The reason why you have to make sure that when you create the mechatas that there has to be a shear for hazar, this is based on the psukim in Pashas Chukas, as initially the pasuk tells us v'lachul atomim me'afas reifis hechatas v'nasalav mayim chayim alkali, and then the pasuk continues v'lachach izah v'tovu b'mayim ishtar he's a ala il v'al kol ha'kelim v'al nefashas at shehoyusha v'al negeya be'etzam b'choloi b'meser b'kaver. Since the pasuk states b'tavol b'mayim, so it seems that we're talking about the same water that was already discussed in the previous pasuk when they made the mechatos. Since in pasuk Yudches, when they're actually doing the tefillah b'mayim and they're actually being retired a person, there has to be enough of a shear. Therefore, it must be that the original shear was the same amount. Therefore, when pasuk Yud Zayin states v'nasan lo b'mayim chayim al kali, must be referring to a shear of water that has enough for a shear azar. And hachinami yachsev v'tavu b'adam in pashas v'yikra, after the pasuk tells us v'kriu b'ni aron hakrinim sadam, which refers to kabbalas adam, the next pasuk tells us v'tavu hakrinis etzboi b'adam v'hizim in adam sheva pamul f'nei Hashem as p'nei perichas hakodesh. And since the pasuk states v'tavu b'adam, once again it's muchach that when we actually were mekabel adam, it was the same dam and there was enough blood that you could do the actual azois and you were able to do the seven azois towards the perichas. Therefore, if a kohen was bringing one of the paraman esrafim or seirim and esrafim, he only was mekabel enough dam for four azois in one kli, and then he was mekabel only enough dam for three azois in another kli, and then he mixed them together, then l'chayr should be pasal. The Gemara explains that even though we had a shayla v'itmar amrab zreika amrab laza apidam l'kidesh, not only do we apply the din by the mayim of the paraduma, you can't be mekadesh in one kli pachs mechdei hazah, but the same also applies by the negated dam of a carbon, that you have to be mekabel enough dam for all the azois in one kli. This is the makar that negated dam of a carbon l'kidesh l'chatzayin. And the Gemara now continues that we just mentioned the pasuk in Vayikra where the pasuk states v'tav l'akrenes etzboi b'adam v'hizim in adam sheva pamul f'nei Hashem es p'nei perichas ha'kodesh. Our Gemara continues om rava that rava teaches us tani nami hachi, that we also learn similarly in a brisa that the pasuk states in pasuk Vayikra v'taval. Therefore we learn v'loi misapeg, that we learn that the kohen actually has to dip his finger into the blood that's in the kli shareis and he can't take the blood from the sides of the kli. In addition, since the pasuk states b'adam shehei b'adam shir tefilu me'ikarai, which is the din that we just learned previously. Finally, the pasuk states another time min adam, and we learn out min adam shebe'inyan. In a moment, the Gemara will explain what this means. And as Rashi states, l'kama mefarish mahi, Gemara now explains this brisa as v'itzuch l'michta v'taval v'itzuch l'michta b'adam, that the pasuk needed the words v'taval as well as b'adam, as the ikas rachman v'taval. If the pasuk would have only written v'taval, havamino, one may have thought that avagav l'kibel shir tefilos me'ikarai, even if initially he didn't place enough dam in one kli for the shir of azar, instead he was mekabel adam in two separate kalim, and then he mixed them together, and then he dipped his finger into the actual blood, then it would still suffice. Therefore, kas rachman abadam, in order to teach us, when being mekabel adam, he has to be mekabel enough dam in one kli in order to be able to do all seven azois. The ikas rachman abadam, if we would only have the limit of badam, so havmina afilu misapeg, kas rachman abatoval, one may have had a havmina, as long as he had enough dam in the kli, and even if he doesn't dip his finger right into the dam that's in the kli, and instead he wipes some dam off of the side of the kli, and he uses that dam for the azar, then it would still be valid. Therefore, the Torah tells us v'taval, and we learn v'loy misapeg. The Gemara continues that we learn from the words min adam shebe'inyan, and the Gemara asks l'mutei mai, and what is this coming to exclude? And the Gemara explains amirava l'mutei shirayim shebe'etzba, that this is coming to exclude that if the kohen dips his finger into the dam and then does one azar, and then he has more dam on his finger and he wants to do a second azar, Torah teaches us that once he did one azar, then any remaining blood that's on his finger has to first be wiped off, and then he has to dip his finger once again into the blood and do a second azar of new blood. And as Rashi states, hachi mashma, that when the pasuk states v'hizim in adam ha'omer b'inyan l'mayla, and this is referring to the dam that was already stated previously, as the pasuk stated v'tavol ha'koyin etzbay b'dam me'oisei dam shebekli she'tayu b'ay yazek kol azoyz v'loy shebe'etzba or as some agaris v'loy mishrayim. As the Gemara continues, that from this explanation of Rava as to the pshat and the brisa, sayei le'le Rabbi Loza da'om shirayim shebe'etzba psulin, that this is a raya to the din of Rabbi Loza, who taught us that any extra blood that remains on the kohen's finger after he did one azoyz would be pasul and has to be wiped off before he actually does a new azar. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered. Amalei Ravin bar Ravada l'Rava. Ravin bar Ravada said to Rava, Amri Talmidach Amrab Amram, your Talmidim already taught in the name of Rav Amram, Tanya, that we learned in the Braisa, Hayimazav Nitzazom Yodai, Imachli Hiza Toyin Kibos. However, Misha Hiza ain't Toyin Kibos. As we know, the Pasuk in Pashas Tzav tells us, Hola Shiyiga Bibisori Yikdash, Vashiyiza Midom Ala Begad, Ashiyiza Ala Tchabis Bimokim Kadosh. If there's dam that's still kosher for Zrika on the Mizbeach or for Azar, go on to a Kohen's clothing, then the clothing clothing has to be washed. The Braisa teaches us that if the Kohen was doing Hazah of the Parim HaNesrafim or Seirim HaNesrafim towards the Pareches and some of the blood gets on his clothing, then he has to wash his clothing. However, if the Kohen finished Hazah and then some of the blood gets on his clothing, then his clothing would not have to be washed. And the Gemara has a Hamina Maiglav actually Gomer Hazah Asai Umishi Gomer Hazah Asai. When the Braisa stated Im actually he's a Tohen Kibos, that's referring to any time prior to finishing all the Hazahs. When the Braisa stated Mishi Hizah in Tohen Kibos, that's referring to any blood that sprays on a beged after he finished all Zayin Hazahs. But it would seem clear from here against Rava, as Shema Mino the Shuraim Sheba Etzbak Sherim, as it would seem that any Shuraim that's on his fingers and it's prior to finishing all Zayin Hazahs are still Koshef Hazah. Therefore, if some of that blood drops on his beged, then he would still have to wash his begodim. However, the Gemara answers Loi that that's not the explanation and not the way to understand the Braisa. When the Braisa stated Im actually he's a Tohen Kibos, that refers to actually Yotzim Yod Hazah, that's until he actually did the Hazah. Any of that blood that was on his finger or while he was throwing it towards the Pareches, it got onto his begodim, then Tohen Kibos. However, Mishiyotz Hazah Miyodeh V'nitzo Mimashe Nishar ain't Tohen Kibos, but Ein Nechinami, the Braisa is teaching us the same din as Rava. If he finished one of the Hazahs and he has some extra blood that's still on his finger, even if some of that dam would fall onto his clothing, then he would not be required to clean his clothing. And that's what the Braisa meant when it stated Mishihiza in Tohen Kibos, and therefore it's not a raya against Rava. Gemara continues, Isve Abaya, that Abaya asks another question on Rava, and Abaya's question will be on Rava from Mishnah Masechtas Para. As we know, the procedures for the Abhara Duma were not done in the Beis HaMikdash, but they were done on Harazesim. After they did Shchita, then the Kohen would take the dam and spray it seven times towards the opening of the Pesach HaHichol. The Mishnah teaches us, Gam Lahazois Mekaneach Yodeh Begufa Shel Para. After the Kohen finished doing the Hazois of the Parah Aduma, then he wiped his hands on the actual body of the Parah Aduma, and his Mashma Gomer In Loi Gomer Loi, that this din only applies once he finishes all seven Hazois towards the Beis HaMikdash and not prior to that point. L'chayr, according to Rava, he should have to wipe his hands between each of the Hazois. However, the Gemara continues on Malay that Rava responds to Abaya, really the Mishnah is teaching us Gomer Mekaneach Yodeh, that after he finished all the Hazois, then he would wash off his entire hand. However, Loi Gomer Mekaneach Etzbai, however, between each individual Hazar, then he didn't have to wipe his entire hand, and instead he would only wipe off his finger. Any dam that's still on his finger would be possible for the next Hazar, and he would do this between each individual Hazar. The Gemara continues that although the Shechita and the Hazar of the Paraduma was done on Harzesim, however, the burning of the Paraduma was done in a different place, and therefore the Gemara points out that Bishleim Megom Mekaneach Yodeh Begufa Shel Para, that it makes sense that after he finishes all the Hazois, that he would wipe his hands onto the Para. And the Kohen had to actually see the Para being burnt, and therefore he would leave Harzesim and he would go to Mokim where they would burn the Para, and he would wipe his hands on the Para before they burnt the Para. However, the Gemara is bothered, if Rav is correct that between each individual Hazar he had to wipe his finger onto the Para, that wouldn't make a lot of sense that the Kohen would have to go down Harzesim and go to the Mokim where the Para was, wipe his fingers between each individual Hazar. The Gemara explains, Amabaya, the Inachinami, when Rava stated that between each individual Hazar, he would actually wipe off his finger, he didn't mean that he would wipe off his finger on the actual Paraduma, but Bisfas Mizrak, he would actually wipe his finger on the side of the bowl that had the blood. Baya continues that we have a Raya, that he wiped his finger on the side of the bowls, as we find that the bowls are called Kippure, and as the Pasuk states in Ezra, Kippuri Zav Shleishim, and speaks about Kippur Kesef, as Rashi explains, Bisfas Mizrak, Bahamu Dekar, the Mizrak, and Kippur Yizav, Besefa Ezra, Hashem Shemkaneach Yodibai, Kedarmin, Mesechus Gitin, Gabi Vechipa Yodel, Bahu Gavra, which means to cleanse. Therefore, we see that the Kohen used these Kalim in order to cleanse his finger, and we will stop over here.